Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of the 30th of June 2024. Original date, 30th of March 2000. Title: In order to keep your mind healthy, exercise it for 5 seconds every now and then. Today, Bapdada, the resident of the faraway land, has come to meet his children who live in the various countries of the corporeal world. Bapdada sees all of you residents of the various countries as residents of the one land. No matter where each one of you has come from, you have all originally come from the same place. So, you do remember your eternal land, do you not? You do love it, do you not? As well as loving the Father, you also love your eternal land, do you not? Today, Bapdada is seeing all of you children in your 5 forms. Do you know what those 5 forms are? You do know them, do you not? Brahma, with the 5 faces, is also worshipped. Therefore, Bapdada is looking at all the 5 forms of all you children. First, your eternal form of a point of light. Do you remember your form? You don't forget it, do you? Second, your original form of a deity. Have you reached your deity form? Third, your worthy of being worshipped form of the middle period. Do you remember that? Is it all of you who are worshipped, or is it the residents of Bharat who are worshipped? Are you worshipped? Kumars, speak. Are you worshipped? So the 3rd form is your worthy of being worshipped form. 4th, your confluence-aged Brahmin form. And finally, your angelic form. So, do you now remember all your 5 forms? Acha, are you able to experience all of these 5 forms of yours in a second? You can at least count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All of these 5 forms are so lovely. Whenever and in whichever form you want to stabilize yourself, as soon as you think of it, you experience it. This is a spiritual exercise for the mind. What does everyone do nowadays? They exercise, do they not? In the beginning of your world, and the golden age was your world, was it not? At that time, you had natural exercise as you walked and moved. You didn't exercise by standing somewhere and saying, 1, 2, 3. Therefore, now that it is the end, Bapdada is making you also do this exercise. Your bodies become healthy by doing physical exercise. Similarly, continue to exercise your minds whilst walking and moving around. You don't need to find a special time for this. Are you able to take 5 seconds at any time or not? Are any of you so busy that you can't even find 5 seconds? Is there anyone? If so, raise your hand. Then you wouldn't say, "What can I do? I don't have any time," would you? You wouldn't say this, would you? Do you have time? So every now and then perform this exercise. No matter what task you are doing, exercise your minds for 5 seconds, and your minds will thereby remain constantly healthy. Bap Dada says, perform this 5-second exercise every hour. Are you able to do this? Look, you are all saying that this is possible to do. Therefore, remember to do it. Remember this Om Shanti Bhavan. Do not forget it. You have many different complaints about your minds. What can I do if I can't focus my mind? You make your minds man, weigh a ton, man. You make them heavy. Earlier, for measuring weight, you used this system of measurement. However, that system of measurement has now changed to metric. You make your minds weigh a ton, that is, you make them very heavy. However, if you continue to perform this exercise, you would become very light. So then develop this practice. Whenever you want to stabilize in any particular form, for instance, the Brahmin form, you will then experience the Brahmin life. Say, angel, and you become an angel. Is this difficult or not? Kumars, speak. Is it difficult? Is it a little difficult? Are you angels or not? Is it that you are angels, or is it someone else? So, how many times have you become angels? You have become those countless times. Are you the ones who have become those? Acha. Is something you have done countless times difficult to repeat once more? Is it sometimes difficult? Now practice this. Wherever you are, take your mind on a 5-second tour. You like touring, do you not? Teachers, is this okay? You know how to go on tour, do you not? Go on this tour and carry on occupying yourselves in your work. Go on this tour every hour and then occupy yourselves in your work. You can't leave your work. You have to fulfill your duties. However, you can take 5 seconds, not even a minute, but seconds. Are you not able to find time for this? Can you find this time? Are you able to find this time whilst you are in the UN office? You are Master Almighty Authorities. Therefore, what can Master Almighty Authorities not do? Bap Dada is very sweetly amused seeing one thing in the children. What is that? You issue challenges, you have leaflets printed, you give lectures and courses. What else do you do? You say that you will transform the world. All of you say this, do you not? Do all of you say this? Or is it only those who give lectures who say this? On the one hand, you say that you will transform the world, that you are Master Almighty Authorities. You also say that your minds belong to you, that you are the masters of your minds, that you are Master Almighty Authorities. Even then, on the other hand, you still say that it is difficult. So, would Baba not be amused by this? He would be amused, would he not? So, when you think that your minds are not listening to you, then you too should be amused with yourselves. Bap Dada sees the 3 types of lines that are remembered for when anything enters your minds. One is a line drawn on water. Have you seen a line drawn on water? As soon as you try to draw such a line, it is instantly erased. You do draw this line, do you not? The second is to draw a line on paper or on a slate. However, the biggest line is a line etched on stone. It is very difficult to erase a line etched on stone. Bap Dada sees that sometimes you children etch a very deep line on your minds, like a line etched on stone. You can't then erase it, even when you try to do so. Is such a line good? You promise so many times, I will not now do this any more. It will not happen any more. But you then become influenced by something. This is why Bap Dada does not dislike you children, but he does have mercy for you. You are influenced. Therefore, one feels mercy for someone who is influenced. When Bap Dada sees you children with his vision of mercy, then what happens on the curtains of the drama? The question, for how much longer? Therefore, you have to reply to this. Will you reply? How much longer? Can you, Kumars, reply? When will all of that finish? You, Kumars, make many plans, do you not? So for how much longer? Are you able to reply to this? How much longer is this to continue before it eventually stops? Speak. Do you know the answer? Daddies, speak. It will continue a little whilst it is still the confluence age. But for how much longer is the confluence age going to continue? Until we become angels. But when will that be? Baba should tell us. Is it you who have to become angels, or is it the Father? Therefore, think about the answer to this. The Father would say, now. So are you ready? You didn't raise your hands for even half of the rosary being ready. Bap Dada constantly wants to see you children in your perfect form. You say that the Father is your world, sansar. All of you do say this, do you not? Do you have any other world? If the Father is your world, can there be anything outside this world? It is just a matter of transforming your sanskars. In your Brahmin life, for the majority of the time, it is sanskars that cause obstacles, whether they are your own sanskars or the sanskars of others. All of you have this knowledge. All of you have the powers. But what is the reason for obstacles? Whatever particular power you need at a particular time, it emerges a little later than it should. Afterwards you think, instead of saying that, if I had said this, it would have been much better. Instead of doing that, if I had done this, it would have been a lot better. However, the time you had to pass that test has by then passed by. You even think about all the powers you have. I have the power to tolerate. I have the power to discriminate. I should use this power. There is just the difference of a short time. What else happens? Okay, you were not able to use that power at that time, and you even realize what you should have done instead of what you did. You realize later what you should have done. having made that mistake once, become experienced and realize what your mistake was so that you don't make that same mistake again. Even then, there can be progress. At that time, you can understand what is wrong and what is right. Make yourself realize very clearly so that you do not make that same mistake again. However, even in this, not all of you are able to pass to the full percentage. Maya too is very clever. She comes to test you again in the same thing. For instance, if you lack the power to tolerate, then even though you have realized that once, Maya will again bring about a situation for which you would need the power to tolerate. But at that time, she would change her form a little. It is the same thing, but Maya changes her form a little. It is the same old thing, but as happens nowadays, something old is polished very well and made to appear newer than new. So Maya too comes polished in such a way that you don't recognize the significance of the situation to be the same. For instance, you may have become jealous. Jealousy too is of many types, not just of one type. So the seed would be of jealousy, but it would come in a different form. It will not come in the same form, so you would sometimes think, the thing that happened before was different. This thing is totally different. However, the seed is the same. It's just that its form has been transformed. What power do you need to recognize this? The power to discern. For this, Bap Dada had also told you earlier to pay attention to two things. One is to have an honest heart, honesty. Do not keep anything hidden within you. What happens when you keep it within you? What would happen if a balloon were to be filled with too much gas? It would eventually explode, would it not? Therefore, keep your hearts honest. Okay, perhaps you hesitate a little before speaking in front of other souls. Perhaps you are a little ashamed, worrying about how they would see you. However, along with realization, also have an honest heart and put it in front of Bap Dada. Don't say, I have already told Bap Dada about the mistake I made. Don't say it as though you are issuing an order. Yes, I made this mistake. With your power of realization and your honest heart, place it in front of Bap Dada. With your heart, not your head. With your heart. Your heart will then be emptied of that rubbish which will be destroyed. Your heart becomes full of little things, and they are always little things. Those things are never big. You fill your heart with all the little things you collect. Then your heart is no longer empty, and when your heart is not empty, where can the comforter of hearts sit? There should at least be a place for him to sit, or not. So the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. Whatever I am, however I am, Baba, I am yours. Bap Dada knows that everyone is going to be number-wise. This is why Bap Dada doesn't see you with that vision. However, each of you must have an honest heart. Secondly, the line of your intellect must always be clear. There should be no disturbance in your line. The line should not be cut off. Otherwise, you become unable to receive the extra power, blessings, and help that Bap Dada wants to give you at your time of need. If your line is not clear, if it is not clean, the line is cut off. You are not then able to attain what you should. Many children say, if they don't say it, they think it. Some souls receive a lot of cooperation. They receive it from Brahmins, from seniors, and even from Bap Dada. I don't receive as much as they do. What is the reason for this? Baba is the bestower. He is the ocean. Any of you can take as much as you want, because Bap Dada's treasure store has no lock or key. There are no guards. As soon as you say Baba, Baba replies, Ji Hajir, I am present. As soon as you say Baba, he gives. He is the bestower. He is the bestower and he is also the ocean. So what could he lack? Therefore, pay attention to these two things. An honest heart, a clean heart. Do not try to be clever. Many of you become too clever. You try to be clever in different ways. Check that you have a constantly clean and honest heart, and that the line of your intellect is constantly clear and clean. Even when there is a little disturbance with the facilities of science, you can see that that stops it from being clear. Therefore, definitely do this. One more thing. This is the last turn of the season. This is why Baba is telling you this. It is not just for the double foreigners, but for everyone. Because it is you who are in front of Baba in the last turn, Baba is saying this to you. Bap Dada has seen that there is still one particular sanskar, or you can call it nature. Even though each of you has your own nature, it is only when you have love for everyone and everything, when your relationships are successful, your thoughts are victorious, and your words are full of sweetness, that you are called one with an easy nature. Do not have a careless nature. Carelessness is something else. An easy nature is to recognize the time, the person, and the circumstances, and thereby make yourself easy. To be easy means to be in harmony. Do not have a tight nature of being too official. It is good to remain official, but not too much. If you become official at the wrong time, then for that time it no longer appears to be a special virtue. No matter whether you are young or mature, you need to be able to mould yourself and be flexible. With adults, you need to be able to become like them, and with children, you need to be able to become like them. With your companions, you need to be able to continue with them as their companion. With the elders, you need to be able to carry on with them and have regard for them. You need to be able to mold yourself easily. Some people keep their bodies easy, flexible, so that they are able to turn as they want. But if some are too tense, they are unable to turn themselves. You should still not be careless. It isn't that if you are easy, you can become easy and careless about everything. No, do not then say, Well, Bap Dada told us to be easy, and so we have become easy. To have an easy nature means to be able to adjust your form according to the time. Acha, you double foreigners have received a good chance. Do all of you remember the drill, or have you forgotten it? All of you perform this drill right now. Go on a tour. Acha. To all the most elevated souls everywhere, those who sent love, remembrance and news, and those who have also sent very good love letters of their various relationships, their service news and very good plans, they have reached Bap Dada. Each one of those who has written and made that effort should personally accept love and remembrance from the heart of Bap Dada, the Comforter of Hearts, by name. Children love the Father, and the Father loves the children multi-million times more. This will remain constantly eternal. You loving children can neither become separated from the Father, nor can the Father become separated from you. You are together and you will remain together. To all the children everywhere who make themselves equal to the Father, to those who are constantly close to the Father and in his eyes, in his heart, and his forehead, to those who constantly remain in the one world of the Father, to those who constantly follow Bap Dada at every step, to those who constantly maintain the faith and intoxication of being constantly victorious, who have been victorious, and who will always remain victorious, to such extremely elevated, long-lost and now-found children, who are the most loved, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you be a powerful soul and know the importance of every second and every thought, and thereby fill your account of accumulation. At the confluence age, you receive imperishable attainments from the imperishable Father at every moment. It is only at this one time out of the whole cycle that you receive such fortune, and this is why your slogan is, "If not now, then never." Whatever elevated tasks you have to carry out, you have to do those now. When you have this awareness, you will never waste your time, thoughts, or actions. Through your powerful thoughts, your account of accumulation will become full, and you, the soul, will become powerful. Slogan: the uniqueness of every word and every act is purity. Transform ordinariness into uniqueness. Om Shanti.